Let's pray. As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. I've got a torch. That's exciting, isn't it? I wonder if they think there's going to be a power cut. Happy New Year, everybody. Good to see you all. Beginning of a new year, beginning of a new decade. And as we usually do at the beginning of the new year here at All Saints, just an opportunity this morning to revisit our vision and our values and what we're doing together as a church. And as I do that this morning, I'd like to take you back and just share some of my story with you. It will make sense in the end, I promise, so bear with me to start with. Is that okay? Thank you. I'm going to do it anyway with you. It's okay or not. So, my family and I first moved to Telford in 2011. And we moved here to live in Priorslee, over the other side of Telford, with the aim of planting a church there to reach out to those living on that estate that the traditional churches weren't reaching out to. And my licensing service for that ministry was held in the hall of the local junior school, local primary school. And in the run-up to that service, I had the idea of tent pegs in my mind. So much so, actually, that I drove all the way to go outdoors in Wolverhampton to buy enough packets of tent pegs so I could give one to everybody who came to my licensing service. And during the service, I led some prayers, and the theme of those prayers used those tent pegs, used the idea of staking a claim about God extending the tent. And I got folk to take one of those tent pegs home and to ask them to put it somewhere obvious so that when they saw it, they could be reminded to pray for the establishment of the church plant in Priorslee. There was a tent peg on here. Where's the tent peg? Oh, there it is. Not the torch. Arthur probably got it. Yeah, look, tent peg. This is one of those tent pegs that I bought in Wolverhampton 8-9 years ago, whenever it was. It lives on a shelf in my study. Now, a couple of years later, I'd helped a couple of other local church leaders to organise a course called Worship Central, which was for worship leaders to get together and develop their skills, musicianship, and how they led, sung worship. And at one of the evenings we had for that, we were praying. I think it was towards the end of the course. It might actually have been the last session of the course where we were praying over each other as we went back to our different churches to do what we were doing. And as folk were praying for me and for the church plant in Priorslee, one of the people praying used those verses that we heard read this morning from the prophet Isaiah to encourage us to keep going in Priorslee and to see the tent of the church extended there. That kind of stretch out your tent. By late 2015, early 2016, the agreed funding for the 5 years of my post in Priorslee was coming to an end. And we'd made some progress. There was a small church that had gathered together and was meeting. But it wasn't enough for the bishop to have confidence to extend my post, to extend the funding for it. And so I was encouraged to move on. And I applied for different jobs elsewhere. And I was delighted to be appointed as vicar here at All Saints and St Catherine's. Began work here in autumn 2016. I believe that God called me here. And I am delighted to be your vicar. Don't mishear this bit. But I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say that there was some sadness, some hurt, some confusion as to why things hadn't worked out the way that we'd hoped they were going to in Priorslee. Fast forward to autumn last year. And there was talk of a new Church of England plant into Telford, led by a guy called Matt Beer. He'd been appointed to head up this thing that's under the working title of Telford Minster, that's going to meet in the centre of Telford with different kind of missional projects dotted around different new build housing estates in and around Telford. Ironically enough, including one in Priorslee. And Matt's licensing service was held over at Rockwoodine Wood. And I went along to support him, to pray for this new outreach. And I was a little bit early. as is my wont, talk to my family, always be early. And when I got there, I was flicking through the service book for the licensing service, as you do, just see if there are any hymns you know, any what the songs are going to be, what the readings are going to be. And I saw that the Bible reading for that evening's licensing service was this passage from Isaiah 54. Stretch out the tent. To be honest, I didn't really take in much of the first half of the service, having read that. I was having quite a heated discussion in my head with God. I was really angry. This was the Bible passage that we had been given for our ministry in Priorsley, that we'd relied on. People we'd trusted had pointed us towards it, prayed it for us, and where was that tent now? Blown away, gone. Nothing left. But through the first half of that service, as I thought about it, as I reflected on it, I realised I had a choice. I could choose to believe that version of the story, that we'd been let down, that it had blown away and gone. Or I could choose to believe what God says, that God's word does not return to God empty. I could choose to see this new project as a continuation of the work that we had done, building on it. I could choose to see this new work as an ongoing fulfillment of those words that we were given those years ago. The answers to those prayers, that the tent will be extended as God continues to work in expressions, in new expressions of church here in Telford. I had that choice. And as I came to that realisation, I felt more at peace with what was happening. But I realised that in the room, there were actually quite a few folk who'd been at that licensing service in 2011. Folk who'd walked that journey with us, shared some of that pain with us. I felt it was important to share with them what I'd thought through, what I was thinking, where I was at now. I didn't know the best way to do it. I didn't want to... That was Matt's evening. It was about the new thing. I didn't want it to make it about me. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just catch up with a few of the key folk afterwards and just have a chat with them about it. I didn't feel right either. So there was I having this to and fro. With them. Well, that doesn't feel right. Okay, well, what am I going to do then? And I said, okay, Lord, if at any point there's an invitation given from the front for anybody who has anything they'd like to say or possible word from God to share it, I'll share this. And so towards the end of the service, Matt, the new minister, stood up, and in the space where a new minister would normally announce when his next service, first service was going to be, he said, has anybody got anything they feel God might be saying to us this evening? And that left me nowhere to go, did it? So I stood up and I let people there know that I saw this new ministry as a positive continuation of God's work in Telford, and specifically that those words about extending the tent were still holding and would still continue to hold. The following Saturday, I was in Stafford for a day with the folk from Bless. For those who don't aware of that, that's a European mission agency that we support financially, and that Nick and Dawn James and Tom and Caroline William and the various other folk from here are particularly involved with. And in the first session of the day, the head of Bless, I think he's the head, is that fair? Yeah, thank you, Nick. A guy called Jared Kelly, who I think has done a church weekend for you guys here some years ago. Yeah. He was reflecting on 10 years of Bless, on how it had developed. And he had some props in a bag, as all good preachers apart from me do, to illustrations for his talk. And the first prop out of the bag was a bag of tent pegs, and he was talking about Isaiah 54. Do you ever get the feeling that God's trying to get through to you? And he was talking about the way in which God, over the years, again and again, had extended the tent of Bless's mission, and his conviction of the place that local churches have in the missional purposes of God as we extend the tent to include people. That was all great. I'm glad I remembered that bit, because to be honest, I was having another of those conversations with God. I wasn't really listening to Gerard very much. Could this be a coincidence that this passage and tent pegs were coming up again from a completely different source within 3 days of the other one? I didn't think so. And I had an opportunity actually to chat with a couple of folk who'd other folk who'd been at both services, both the blessed day and the licensing service. And they didn't think so either. But why? What was God saying? And so as I reflected on this over the next week or so, I think there were three things. The first thing was actually what I'd shared at Matt's licensing. Telford Minster, I believe, is a part of the ongoing purposes of God to extend the tent of God's church here in Telford. The second, I think, was an encouragement to me, not to be afraid to extend the tent. You see, to be honest, I felt like I had failed in Prizley. And that has led me to be more risk averse, not to trust my own innovative instincts, not to trust my own pioneering skills, because that had failed. And I think this was God perhaps saying to me, actually, you do have those skills. Trust me and use them again. But the third one, I think, is for the church here at All Saints. Seems to me that I think God is encouraging us to enlarge the place of our tent, to spread out, to lengthen the cords. Now, I haven't got time this morning to do all that I want to do and to go into all the scriptural and biblical background to this idea of the tent and the extension of the tent and that kind of thing. I'm going to look at it this evening. So if you'd like to come back this evening for part two, you can and a bit more of a deep dive into this scripture and Isaiah's context and all that kind of stuff and how it relates to Epiphany, come back this evening. If you can't come back this evening, it will all be online. So the recording of tonight's service and my text will be online for the middle of the week. If you want to dive into the scripture on this, then do that. You've got some opportunities to do that. I think that is what God is encouraging us to do. And it seems to me that this encouragement to enlarge the place of our tent is entirely in line with our vision and our values. See, our vision is seen in these three key images. Could we have the first one, Margie? Yeah, we're getting there. It ought to be a test, isn't it, really? I should ask you what all the three key images are. You should know them well by now. We're getting there. They'll come. So the first one, that is going to come up at some point, it reminds us of all the things that God has poured into our lives, as individuals and as a church. And it's our conviction that a church that has experienced and is experiencing the generosity of God in so many ways cannot be hidden. It has to shine out. It has to spread out. So in this fish image of our vision of All Saints, we see the generous riches of God pouring into this church, a beacon of light overflowing and spreading out to the community around us. Could we have the next one, Margie? Yay! Here we have a representation of a meal in a house in Bethany. Jesus, in the light blue, is there sat in the middle. Mary is worshipping with abandon at Jesus' feet, her hair let down over his feet as she wipes away the tears from his feet. Martha is serving faithfully in the kitchen, and Lazarus is leaning into Jesus in friendship. All three are coming closer to Jesus, who is our Lord, our God, and our friend. So in this image of our vision, we see a Christ-centered church of faithful service, intimate worship, and friendship with God. And thirdly, we have the strawberry plant, spreading out by sending out runners. And on those runners are these tiny little strawberry plants that have the opportunity to take root and grow and bear fruit themselves, all bearing the same spiritual DNA. So in this image of our vision,
we see a connected community of fruitful congregations showing the same DNA, growing in a variety of contexts. And as we work towards our vision, we do so in a way that expresses our core values of loving God, loving each other, loving our neighbours, celebrating and exploring. You can leave that one up, actually, Margie. And actually, we've been pursuing this vision for a few years. I believe that we have, as we've done that, we've already seen our tent expanding. We've already stretched it out. We are actively involved in the local community. We have the opportunities afforded by partnership with the Orbit, especially the new toddler group that's going to be starting up there in a couple of weeks on a Tuesday morning. We're spreading our tent wider in our partnership with other local churches. Nick James is taking on the role as chair of Telford Christians Together. Nick Brooke is taking on the chair of Northwest Churches Together. We're getting more and more stuck into ecumenical partnerships, working with other churches in the area. We're spreading out. I'm sure there are going to be more opportunities over the coming year and the coming decade. I'm looking forward to discovering what they might be. So, as we go into this new year, it seems to me that we have an opportunity to reflect, to lament, to rejoice, and to commit. I wonder if you ever feel, you might feel like it this morning, that there are promises that God has made to you or words that have been spoken to you that seem to have failed. Things that you're angry or that you're disappointed about. Perhaps today could be a day for you to lament them. And perhaps to see the possibility of new hope for them. I wonder where God is encouraging each of us as individuals to spread at the tent. Who is God calling us to reach out to include, to invite in? Just think for a moment of neighbours, your friends, your work colleagues. The thing is, being stretched isn't comfortable. We might be a bit nervous of it. But I believe that we can bring that nervousness to God as well and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and give us the courage and the boldness we need to stake out new areas, to spread out our tents in our individual lives. And I wonder where God is calling us as a church to spread the tent. It's my prayer for the new year that we will discern this together, respond faithfully, and have cause to celebrate the extension of the tent of the kingdom in Wellington and beyond. Amen.